This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Is Nick Caserio going to be working in New England in 2019, or is he going to be working in Houston?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think the only end game here is Caserio going to Houston. I think at this point it's pretty clear. If we're this far down the road with tampering charges and it's getting nasty with the fight, I think it's pretty clear that Caserio wants to leave and he wants to take this job. And I think the Patriots are just trying to see what they can get out of it. So I think at this point, Caserio is going to be with the Texans in 2019.
That's Ben Volen of the Boston Globe. He covers the Patriots. He knows Nick Caserio. He knows Bill Belichick. He knows everything going on. He knows the history of the Patriots filing such charges. Most recently, with Darrelle Revis back in 2015 when he left New England for the Jets. Apparently, they filed those just to poke the bear a little bit. Mm-hmm. Resulted in a $100,000 fine for the New York Jets. No draft picks lost. So the Patriots do have a history of filing tampering charges just to poke other teams. But the biggest thing to take away there, John Lopez, is a guy who covers the New England Patriots, a guy who knows Nick Caserio, a guy who knows Bill Belichick, a guy who's around that team all the time, just told us right here in Houston, Texas, that despite these tampering charges, despite all this smoke, he thinks that Nick Caserio not only is going to be in Houston in 2019, but most importantly, he wants to be in Houston in 2019, and the Houston Texans might get the guy they wanted from the very beginning. Music to my damn ears, J-Lo.
Great to get Ben Volen in, as you mentioned, as plugged in as anybody out there, and the levels of the information we got, every one of them points to a good thing for the Texans. Foremost, these tampering charges are very, very rare in terms of being filed, but the Patriots filed them because there's clearly now a rift, some anguish and anger between the Patriots and the Texans. To me, that's a good thing. But beyond that, they filed these tampering charges more as a ploy to get a draft pick. They basically want to trade Nick Caserio. They want to trade Nick Caserio for a draft pick.
Take what you want.
I love that. That's
fine.
Take
what you want.
That's fine.
The Texans are going to have three extra third-round picks with comp picks. So go ahead.
Right.
Take what you want. I'm fine with that.
The number one takeaway is that they understand what's going on. They understand. The second one is that Nick Caserio wants to be here. You know, there was always a little bit of mystery about that, too. Yeah, the Tech, would he really want to come here? Or does he just want to get that general manager's position? You know, those two magic words in NFL, you know, total final say. Or is he just playing this along? No, he wants to be here. That's the second point. And the third point is very simple. I mean, you heard it right there. I just tweeted it out. Ben Volen said at this point he expects Nick Caserio to be the general manager of the Houston Texans in 2019.
And that's music to my ears. I'm 100% down with that. That's exactly what I said when I came in. A lot of people were saying, well, this means you're not going to get him to me. As soon as I heard the tampering charges, I was excited because I think the Texans are going to get him. Now, it's a matter of how much are they going to have to give up if they do find out that they tampered. But I just think it's going to be very hard to prove.
It's not going to be $100,000.
But it's going to be hard to prove.
Because that's a general manager. Well,
$100,000. No, $100,000 was Darrelle Revis.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a player.
It's not going to be that. The general manager is more important. It's going to be a draft pick. The Texans are going to have to give up a draft pick.
But they're going to have to prove it, too.
They're not going to have to prove it because they're negotiating that right now. They're not even going to go through the – that's why I asked him the question, how long can this play out? And he said, it's their negotiation right now. So, yeah, maybe it doesn't have to be a draft pick if they let it play out. The Texans don't want it to play out.
A negotiation would make more sense to me because, you know, that makes more sense. But I don't want the NFL being able to – are having to investigate freaking tampering every time someone feels like the guy went there. Because the bottom line is this, and this is all that matters to me. And I understand there are rules. I understand that athletes and coaches aren't like normal Joes like us. Well, we're under contract, but normal, like a right. lot of workers where you can go wherever you want at any time. I understand that there's different stipulations for athletes and stuff. But my thing is this. I don't want it to be a situation where every time someone leaves, the NFL is all of a sudden tampering. It just doesn't seem to make sense to me, because the bottom line is the guy wants to leave.
Yeah.
Nick Caserio wants to leave. He wants to come to the Houston Texans. And the other thing that I'm starting to like, and everything's just starting to shape up the way I like, is we initially thought there was some sort of power struggle with Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien wants more power. Ian Rappaport joined us yesterday, and Ian Rappaport straight up said that Bill O'Brien, he believes, based on what he's gathered, based on what he's talking to, Bill O'Brien, he doesn't necessarily want more power. He wanted more power with Brian Gain than he did with Rick Smith, but Bill O'Brien wants to focus on coaching. He wants to have a guy that he can trust run the personnel, and Nick Caserio, obviously, is that guy for him. He's that guy for Jack Easterby. He's that guy for Cal McNair.
He either wants it or he's been told. That's the other possibility.
I would love it either way.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't want Bill O'Brien being the most powerful guy in the building. I want Nick Caserio walking in there, slinging it around.
Our biggest worry was Bill O'Brien was all of a sudden going to become not just Patriot South, but Bill Belichick South. You know, final say on everything.
We don't want to
worry, wasn't it? I mean,
no,
it was for me.
Don't say that.
It was for me, but I think what this says is either he doesn't care to be that guy, or he's been told you're not going to be that guy. We're going to bring in a general manager, and that's going to be that.
And if they are asked about tampering, you already know me and Figgy, we've already given you the soundtrack to how you handle these tampering charges. We assume that it's negotiations, but if Commissioner Roger Goodell or the NFL front office calls Cal McNair or our guy Jack Easterby, what do they need to tell Roger Goodell, Figgy?
It wasn't me.
Yo, man, open up, Cal.
What you want, Jack?
Grimes just caught me.
You let him catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen, man.
With who?
Nick Caserio, man. I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Belichick said he caught me red-handed, tampering with Caserio. Picture this, we were both just chilling, talking about the Super Bowl. How could I forget? I said he was our GM to be. A Houston reunion with Nick and your boy Jack Easterby.
How could you talk to him without getting permission? Uh-huh. You know that they be cheating, so you never catch what's slipping. Okay. You let go Brian G, now you looking real suspicious. Word. After you was at the party trying to fill up his position. What? Now you gotta switch it up and get somebody different. Yep. Hope you learned your lesson, this ain't how you do business. Nah. Now you gotta figure out a whole different mission. Yep. Just a food for thought, nah, I guess you doing dishes.
But they caught me at the buffet.
It wasn't me.
Replace Gain is what I say.
It wasn't me.
I even chatted 4 hours.
It wasn't me.
I said I'd give him the power.
It wasn't me.
I said Brady's getting older.
It wasn't me.
Crass perverted and vulgar.
It wasn't me.
Settle B ain't that sour.
It wasn't me.
Pat's dynasty almost over.
It wasn't me.
Belichick said he caught me red-handed, tampering with Caserio. Picture this, we were both just chilling, talking about the Super Bowl. How could I forget? I said he was our GM to be. A Houston reunion with Nick and your boy Jack Easterby.
Jack Easterby, I tell you what.
Hot. That's hot.
Jack Easterby is, I want to shake his hand. Apparently, he made his entrance yesterday to Texans OTAs, and this dude just walks in. He gives basically everybody there a hug. But it's crazy.
As Milo Hamilton used to say, he makes coffee nervous.
How old did you say this guy was?
36.
Okay.
By the way, we verified that. You doubted me.
I did.
Yes.
I did. Well, I just don't see how the hell you get that much power at 36. He made me feel like a failure. Like, usually when Mike Meltzer, like an athlete like LeBron James, will do something good, Mike Meltzer will be like, I feel so bad about myself. You're not LeBron James, Mike Meltzer. It's okay. Like, there was never a chance for you to probably make the middle school C team, okay?
Right. Like, maybe compare yourself James. To Jack Easterby.
Yes. Like, Jack Easterby, though? No, when I see that, now that makes me feel a little bit weird at my age with Jack Easterby. This dude, Jack Easterby, the toast of the town right now at NRG, this dude got to sit in from age 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in Bill Belichick personnel meetings. You heard Ben Volen just say that.
And he was
this guy,
like,
in his 30s.
Yeah.
Some people don't even get to buy a house when they're 30. He gets to walk into the Patriots dynasty at the age of 30 and get to sit in every personnel meeting. And not only get to sit in the personnel meetings with Bill Belichick, You heard Ben Volen say that Bill Belichick relied on him to evaluate guys and say whether their character would fit into the Patriots culture. That's one of the most impressive things I've ever heard for someone in their 30s.
And especially because of the Patriots, because it was the Patriots. It's one thing for, you know, when the Browns, they were struggling, they're just, you know, they're throwing stuff against the wall, trying to find some magic pill to become, you know, good and relevant in the league and have a 31-year-old in there, you know, in personnel meetings, trusted by the head coach. No, this is Bill Belichick that trusted him in personnel meetings. And he was basically the chaplain by title. He was basically the team chaplain by title.
You want to put a number 3 pinstripe jersey on right now, put a bat on your shoulder, and like call your shot? You want to call your shot right now?
Sure. On what?
When is Nick Caserio going to be named GM of the Texans? We originally thought Friday, but that was before the tampering charges.
It still could happen.
You think it's going to happen
soon? I don't think it'll be by Friday. It still could happen. That's what I was told, that they wanted him that quickly. Tuesday.
So when McClain comes in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
McClain, I'll tell you what, man.
Not going to happen.
We got to talk, John McClain. I got some words for you next Tuesday, John McClain, 1040.
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely. I'm bringing it with you. I'm coming right at you, man.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it, 1040 on Tuesday. Believe that and be there, Loopholes, because I can guarantee you, I'm coming for you, J-Mac. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Texans are being accused of cheating, but it's all worth it because all signs point to Nick Caserio being the next GM of your Houston Texans. And the Astros, my God, can you please quit giving me free baseball next?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.